You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for a great opportunity to explore the vision and legacy of Japanese designer and creative director Nigo through the upcoming audio described tour of the Nigo from Japan with Love exhibition at the Design Museum in London on Friday the 5th of June 2026 from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio to tell me more about the upcoming audio described tour and the Nigo from Japan with Love exhibition is Louisa Ulliet, who is the Senior Curator Public Practice at the Design Museum, and also Rosa Abbott, Assistant Curator of the exhibition. Louisa and Rosa, it's great to have you both with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi Toby, thank you for inviting us. We're really excited to be here.
Hi Toby, thanks for having us.
So firstly, Louisa, for anyone who has not had the chance to visit the Design Museum in London before, do give me a brief overview of the museum and what people might find within the gallery spaces too.
Great, of course. We are located near High Street Kensington in West London, and it has two large exhibition spaces. So in addition to the exhibition on Nigo, we also have a show looking at the work of Wes Anderson. It's called Wes Anderson, The Archives. In addition to the two large exhibition spaces, we also have a permanent collection display in the rest of the museum, as well as special projects and exhibitions around the balconies. On average, we have about four exhibitions per year, and we have some cafes where people can socialize. There's a restaurant, and we have a fantastic garden if you want to take advantage of the weather right now. That's looked after by a team of volunteers and staff at the museum.
So, Rosa, I believe this is the first ever retrospective exhibition of Nigo's work outside Japan. How would you sum up Nigo's career as he has, I suppose, successfully crossed fashion, music, architecture and interior design within his work?
Yeah, so Nigo is quite a polymath. He's best known in this country for his work with fashion brands, including A Bathing Ape, commonly known as BAPE, which he founded in 1993, and Kenzo, which he's the current artistic director of. But I think his work has always had this very interesting crossover into different art forms. So music is a huge influence on Nigo's career. He started off in the Tokyo club scene in the early 90s. And from the very beginning, he's been dressing Japanese hip-hop artists in his clothes, and then later on, American musicians like Notorious B.I.G., Beastie Boys, and of course, Pharrell Williams, who has become one of Nigo's best friends and most frequent collaborators. I think as well, what he's also done is really expand his brands outwards to encompass many fields. So over the years, he's opened a cafe, an art gallery, a curry restaurant, even a hair salon at one point. He's put on live music events and pro wrestling tours. And then, as you've mentioned, he's also more recently created some really magnificent interior design and architectural spaces, including a luxury guest house in Japan in collaboration with Noto Hotel, who are the exhibition sponsors. And he collaborates a lot with artists as well, including Kors, who has a painting in the exhibition.
And there are over 700 of Nigo's objects that span over 30 years in the exhibition, including a recreation of his teenage bedroom, many rare objects, and a life-size glass tea house made especially for the exhibition. Is it possible to pick maybe one or two of Nigo's work that is on display that I suppose really sort of shows how his work has crossed over so many art forms?
Yeah, of course. So I mentioned that music is a big part of Nigo's career, so we've tried to bring that into the exhibition as much as we can. The first section of the exhibition, as you mentioned, is a recreation of Nigo's teenage bedroom, filled with his clothes, magazines and records. And we have a playlist in that room of music that he used to listen to as a teenager. So that includes a lot of American classic rock and roll, some British punk, and also some Japanese hip hop. And then later on, we have another listening station with some of the music that Nigo has made himself. It's quite inspired by those booths that you used to find in record shops like HMV, if you remember those. And has some tracks he's done with American artists like Rakim, Flavor Flav, and hip-hop group Teriyaki Boys. But more recently, after a life of looking towards kind of Western pop culture, Nigo has really started to explore his Japanese heritage a little bit more. He's currently training to be a master of tea ceremonies, a process which, as I understand it, takes many years. And he's also learning to make traditional pottery. So the exhibition also includes 25 ceramic tea bowls that Nigo has made himself. And that gives a nice opportunity to learn about how he's kind of crossed over into that area of traditional craftsmanship as well.
Obviously, during the Audio Described tour on Friday the 5th of June from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, only a selection of work that is on display can be explored through the tour. Do give me, I suppose, a couple of highlights of Nigo's work that will feature in the tour.
Sure, yeah. So we will do a deep dive on around 9 key objects from across the exhibition, which should hopefully give a good overview of Nigo's career, his life, his work, and his many, many interests. So we'll begin with Nigo's vintage collection. He's a very passionate, enthusiastic collector of many things, including vintage clothing. So one particularly special piece we'll talk about from his collection is a Levi's Type 2 denim jacket dating from the 1950s, in which Nigo bought as a teenager. And we'll hear the story of him bringing that home to his mother, who was very upset with this purchase. But it's gone on to inspire a lot of his work since. So it's a nice kind of starting point of his creative development. And then from his more recent creative output, we also have a wonderful item made in collaboration with the French fashion house Louis Vuitton, a small leather handbag in the shape of a lobster with little pearls for eyes and these leather pincers with the brand's signature monogram on them. So quite a playful piece that kind of injects a bit of humour into the luxury fashion house's designs.
Louisa, finally, if people wanted to book a place on the upcoming Audio Described tour of the Nigo from Japan with Love exhibition at the Design Museum on Friday, the 5th of June, from 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, where would be the best place for them to find out more and book their place on the tour too?
There's information on our website, designmuseum.org, or you can email bookings@designmuseum.org. There you'll find general information about our access program. And there's a small booking fee of £5, but carers can access it for free.
Well, thank you so much indeed, Louisa and Rosa, for giving me a great insight into the upcoming Audio Described tour of the Nigo from Japan with Love exhibition at the Design Museum.
Thank you. And thank you for your time, Toby.
Thanks, Toby. Pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.